What's up, guys? You're about to watch a compilation of what I think are my best pieces of advice when getting into the CPO industry. Enjoy. Just to see if anything pops up. Something did actually pop up for some day work in Monaco, so I sent my CV through for that. So just constantly be on the lookout. Dog walking at the same time as like looking online as well. So really just maximizing my chances of getting a job. Try not to stick to the same port every time. You're obviously getting more familiar with one particular port, and it's obviously you're kind of in your comfort zone. Like you know exactly where the marina is, you know where the boats are, you kind of know the layout, and you're getting really used to going around that port. But what I would say is branch out to as many ports as you can, because it's kind of a numbers game. If you hand out your CV to say just one marina, you're limited to only those boats. So if you just go to a different port around the corner. So for example, I've been based in Antibes, and I've been going to Monaco and working my way back to Antibes, stopping off at sort of every port along the way. It just means it's just the numbers game. So you're just handing out your CV to way more boats. It means it gives you a higher chance of actually getting a job.
Make sure you always pick up the phone, have your phone on loud, make sure it's not gonna go unnoticed. I just missed a job opportunity from not picking up my phone.
Good to know. Add on for day workers for tomorrow. If you want jobs made, you have to pick up your phone. All right, cheers.
So you can see that it pays to pick up your phone. So job miss, but I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm going to keep moving forward and keep going on. So I'm just in the middle of the application process. I've sent off about 50 different emails and signed up to about a million different agencies looking for a job. And basically, I'm just waiting for a response at this point. It's a bit of a waiting game before my flight on Sunday. And then I'll fly to Antibes and go dock walking and hopefully pick up a job that way. Getting a foot in the door is quite hard initially, based on no experience, and all the captains on the yacht aren't going to necessarily want to employ people with no experience, so it's quite hard to get your foot in the door in the first place. So the first step is to sign up with every single agency you possibly can. So what I did was register, like I say, with every single agency, put in all your details, make sure everything's up to date, and you've put down as many, if any, qualifications that you can, and just really fill those out. So that's a good starting point.
So I just popped into the agency to see what they had to say. Maybe they could give me some advice into Blue Water. And they basically just ran through a list of jobs that I could apply for, tweaked my profile a little bit, which really helped.
It's very unlikely that you'll get a response straight away from those. So the best next move is Facebook. Facebook has a higher response rate and is a lot faster in terms of people connecting, people talking, viewing other people's CVs as well, seeing what's going on there. It's just basically an open canvas, which is just a really good platform to use. So that's where I got my first initial job. Now, it wasn't under contract, so it was just day work, which is what my next point was going to be, is that you're looking for day work to start with, to build that experience so you can see what it's actually like.
Make sure you're not going down to the docks too early. One of the mistakes that I made was I was going down to the docks around like 7 a.m. and the crew just simply aren't out on the boat at that time. They're either like having breakfast or they're kind of doing something maybe inside the boat, and there's not a lot of people to maybe talk to out on deck, so you can't really approach a lot of people at that time, so it's probably not the most efficient.
I'm coming across a little bit of a problem at the moment where there's no one actually on deck to talk to like approach them to ask for like jobs and stuff. So I've been sort of just waiting around a little bit for people to come out.
Obviously you do want to be there as early as you can get to the boat and approach, so you're looking keen and looking proactive. So I'd recommend maybe going around 9 o'clock, 9:30, when the crew is on board to actually approach and talk to. And then from there, you can dock walk through the rest of the day for however long. Another good time is probably around 4 or 5, when the boat's sort of packing up and everyone's getting ready to leave. Some people might be leaving the boat and you can catch them as they're coming off the passerelle, and you can hand out your CV to them.
So what I found from about an hour of dock walking is that I was probably a little bit too early.
There weren't too many people about. A little sort of tip I learned was if you look at the back of the boat where the ensign is, if that's out, if the ensign's flying, then it's likely that the deck crew have been out and sort of put that up, so it means they're more likely to be out. If it's away, then you're less likely to bump into someone and be able to have a chat, so look out for that. I got down there within plenty of time. I wanted to be on time, look presentable, sort of give a good impression, because you never know where day work could convert into something more. So I always try to like make a good impression. From there, that sort of kick-started the whole dock walking, the whole day work experience, the whole just getting myself really immersed into the industry, and also working out what I wanted to actually do. I had some vague idea of what I wanted to do. I wanted to work on I wanted to work on like a 70 meter, and I wanted it to be charter, and I wanted to go across the Caribbean and all these things, and I had an idea of what I wanted to do, but having actual experience really sort of shaped the reality of what I went on to try and get. And essentially I knew I wanted to just get my foot in the door, so I was willing to jump on every and any opportunity that I could.
So you kind of want to be a little bit patient when it comes to actually approaching the boat. Sometimes there might not be crew that are on the deck that are easy to like talk to, easy to sort of approach and ask if you can hand it your CV to them. So maybe just wait 30 seconds to a minute. It doesn't have to be too long, but most boats will have a camera and it's pointing towards the passerelle. And you can normally, if you wait there for a little bit, if someone sees you on a screen inside, they can come out and approach you, or just wait a little bit. If some people on the top deck, they might see you and come down and come and meet you. So being a little bit patient at the passerelle can help you out quite a bit. I've been in a situation where I've seen deckhands on the sun deck, and they've just been working and they haven't seen me for a while, so I kind of just waited there for a little bit, sort of tried to grab their attention and then wait for them to come down, give my CV to them. It's better than just being like, they're probably busy, I'll just kind of move on. Just be a little bit patient, wait for them to come down, and then that way you can hand out another CV.
It meant that I could start sort of applying to places. I could start filling out forms on agency websites, and it also meant that I could sort of finish off my CV and have that as a sort of standing point for when I was applying for places, or even on Facebook or whatever it was. It means I had something that I could show people that maybe were interested in hiring, that I actually had something a bit more concrete than I want to do this. Because at the end of the day, you can't even be considered for a job if you haven't got the SCCOB and Eng1. So that was a real sort of turning point in which I could actually start applying for places and start being a bit more active.
So it's really important to keep your CV updated so that captains can see all your most relevant work that you've been doing recently. So put your day work on there, update your time that you're available, update your location, make sure it's as accurate as possible, because it just helps the captain out a lot more to get an idea of you and your experience and what sort of value you can add to that boat. Just trying to stand out a little bit. So this is where like trying to be original and being a little bit creative with your CV might help you out. So for example, I heard of someone who printed out their CV on slightly thicker paper, a little bit more expensive, but they printed their CV out on thicker paper so that when their CV was stacked up in a pile of so many, their one stood out, so the captain could be like, what's this? Is it sort of like even meant to be in here? Pull it out and realise that it's someone that's made that extra effort to make their CV look a bit better and stand out from the crowd. So maybe just being a bit more original, being a bit more creative, trying to stand out from the usual CV.
Thanks so much for watching all the way through. I'd love to know what tip helped you the most down in the comments below, and I'll catch you on the next one.